Verse 19, and Babylon, the glory of kingdoms. Now that means that it was the greatest kingdom that's been on this earth. That is, a worldly kingdom. And there's been none really to compare to it. The Greco-Macedonian Empire was great. The Egyptian Empire was great. Roman Empire. And we think today that probably our nation and Great Britain at one time could have claimed to be a great nation. But I do not think that any could compare to the glory that was Babylon. God's word here calls it the beauty of the Chaldees' excellency shall be as when God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah. Now, all you have to do is look at the ruins of ancient Babylon to recognize that's happened. Here is a great city that was never built back. Now, other great cities were built back. That is true of Jerusalem especially, and it was true of many other great cities that came back. Rome was destroyed, but Rome was rebuilt also, and that has been true of others. The great cities in Germany that were bombed out, absolutely obliterated, they're back. I flew over Frankfurt, then flew out of the place, Frankfurt, Germany, and I want to tell you, that city was leveled, but it has risen out of the ashes, a great city. But Babylon has not arisen, and God said that it shall never be inhabited. But Babylon is to be rebuilt. And actually, this prophecy looks on to that Babylon. And Babylon represents confusion. And it will be the great commercial center, the great religious center, the great political center, the power center, the educational center of the world again. And this looks on to the time of judgment then, just as ancient Babylon went down. Babylon would not have to be rebuilt where it is today, that is the ruins. It's about 14 miles from the Euphrates River, whereas the Euphrates River actually went right by it, and a canal from the river went right through the city. Now we read here, verse 20, it shall never be inhabited, neither shall it be dwelt in from generation to generation. Neither shall the Arabian pitch tent there, neither shall the shepherds make their fold there. Now why? Well, it's a superstition. Several of the men of the past who've excavated in Babylon say that they were never able to get the Arabians there, the Arab, to stay in the camp inside the ruins. They all went out and stayed outside. You say that's superstition. Sure it is, but that's what they did. And the interesting thing, God's word said that they wouldn't pitch their tent there even. Now, that's a very interesting prophecy. Verse 21 says, but wild beasts of the desert shall lie there. And they've found lions that make their home there, by the way. And their houses shall be full of doleful creatures, and owls shall dwell there, and satyrs. And the word satyrs, demons, shall dance there. Now, if you want to go to a dance of the demons, that's where you ought to go. They have here in Southern California a church of Satan. I see where a girl came out here to take a final course in becoming a witch. Well, this is the place to come, I would say. But a young fella that claims he belongs to that church, after a service, he was present out here. He came up and very vitriolic. He attacked me and he mentioned the fact that demons were real, and he worshipped them. And I agreed with him, demons are real, but he better be careful about worshipping them. And he said that they were about. And I said to him, have you ever danced with a demon? He looked at me in amazement, said, no. I said, well, I'll tell you where the dance hall is. It's over there in the ruins of Babylon. I said, why don't you go over there? Brother, if you're going to go halfway, go all the way. And may I say to you, I think this is quite accurate, by the way. And I've said it rather facetiously as I talked to that young fella. But I think this is very accurate, and I can't go into that. Verse 22, and the wild beasts of the island shall cry in their desolate houses, and dragons in their pleasant palaces, and her time is near to come, and her days shall not be prolonged. Now that looks forward to the destruction, actually, of the future Babylon that will be built here upon the earth. It will become the great center. I think the man of sin, the willful king, we call him Antichrist, will finally reign in that place.